Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Hebrews chapter 1, verses 8 through 14. We started in verse number 8 last week, and I'll pick up there and read the rest of this chapter, and we'll go back up. Verse number 8, Hebrews chapter number 1. But unto the Son he saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is a scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the creation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they all shall wax old as doth a garment. And as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed, but thou art the same. Thy years shall fail not. But to which of the angels said he at any time, Sit on my right hand, and I will make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits, sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Now, for those who've been with us for the last few weeks, we begin our study in the book of Hebrews. The book of Hebrews basically is what I call the better book. Not that it's any better than the other 65 books, because we know all 66 books are divinely inspired by God. But I call this the better book because all through Hebrews, it talks about how Jesus Christ is so much better. We looked at the beginning of the chapter how he's better than the prophets of old. He's better than the angels. He's better than Melchizedek. He's better than Moses and all these great prophets. He's better than the old covenant. He's better, better, better. And all God's people said, Amen. Remember, he's writing to Jewish believers, the Hebrew believers, who are under pressure, under persecution. And because of family, job situations, and other things that are taking place, many of them are going back to temple worship. When this was written, the temple was still, worship was going on. The temple was destroyed in AD 70, under Titus, you know the history there. So this was written before that. And some of the believers, because of persecution, were going back, sacrificing the little lambs and the goats and things. And we'll see that in later chapters about Hebrews 6 and others about they're not coming back. But anyway, I'll get there to that point. But I want to see the point, what Hebrews is about. He's telling these believers, Christ is so much better than anything before you've ever heard. So stay with it. That's why he says, let us go on in chapter 6, verse 1. Let us go on. In chapter 10, verse number 25, many of you can quote this. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, you Jewish believers. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves as the manner of some is, so much the more as you see that day approaching. So some of those believers were leaving and going back. And so that's the main purpose of writing the book of Hebrews, to encourage these believers that that Jesus Christ is so much better. In this section here, he's talking about how he's so much better than the angels. In verse number 8, I touched on this 2 weeks ago. And again, to me, this verse speaks of the deity of Jesus Christ as much as any other verse in the Bible. We talked about this, that Jesus declared himself to be God. We looked at some of these verses. The apostles declare Jesus to be God. The angels declare Jesus to be God. You know, all through Scripture, it declares Jesus to be God. But this verse, verse number 8, God the Father declares his Son to be God. And that's enough for me. There's a lot of people out there who in different religions who deny the deity of Jesus Christ. They do not believe in the Trinity of the Godhead. They do not believe the Trinity. But don't argue with me and argue with God. If you argue with God, you're going to lose, okay? Verse number 8, but unto the Son, who is speaking? The Father is speaking. And he's speaking to the Son. He's speaking to Jesus. And he says, Thy throne, O God. And I told you, we have some visitors here, and I'm going to get through this chapter. But I use this verse when two, I almost said old women, elderly women, Jehovah's Witnesses came to my door, and Brother Doyle was watching this on the line. He was working under my sink. He's a good deacon, and I had a leaky sink, and he got under there and working on the sink. Well, long story short, they knocked on the door, and I knew who they were, and I let them talk a couple minutes, you know. Long story short, I started reading them verses from the Bible, and I took them to this verse right here, and I said, who is speaking? Before I got to verse number 8, I kind of led them on. Well, that's God, the Father, speaking, because I took them in verse number 1. Well, that's, you know. And I said, well, let's, as we carry on, I said, and who is speaking? Time we got to verse number 8. But unto the Son he saith, thy throne, O God. And they looked at me, and they said, we got to go. So help me. They start, and I never forget, they walking down that, have a circular drive. They started walking down that drive, and I had my Bible open by then. And I opened up John chapter number 8, and literally tears were coming down my eyes, because these were nice ladies, wonderful ladies. I mean, old. They were closer to the grave than daddy would say, closer to the marble of the tomb than the wood of the cradle. I mean, they're close to the end of life. And I'm following them my Bible, and Doyle's under that sink just to work, you know. And I said, John said, if you don't believe I'm he, you will die in your sins. I said, please trust Christ as your Savior. Anyway, they walked on him and never came back. God declares Jesus as God, very God. There's no debate about it anyway, so we want to just move on real quick. Look at verse number 9. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with oil of gladness above thy fellows. Now this now is referring to thy God, is referring to the Father. Even God, thy God, hath anointed thee. Are you following? Don't get confused here. All right. This is a direct quote. Let me read this from Psalm 102, verses 25 through 27. As a matter of fact, in my study in Hebrews, I didn't know this until I started studying Hebrews more in depth to prepare these lessons. But the book of Hebrews quotes the book of Psalms more than any other book. Verses that we find in Hebrews, they pull out of Psalms more than any other scripture. It's fascinating. And here, this is in Psalm 102, we see these words. Of old thou hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure, yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. Sound familiar, like we just read it in Hebrews? As a vesture thou shalt change them, and they shall be changed, but thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. So we see these are quotations that we get in verses number 10 and 12, all of that from the book of Hebrews. Psalm 45, let me read that one to you, 6 and 7. Again, a direct quote. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore God, thy God, hath anointed thee with oil of gladness above thy fellows. Why is Psalms so much quoted in the book of Hebrews? Well, because he's speaking to Hebrew people. And they're very familiar with the Psalms because that's their hymn book. We have, by the way, aren't you glad we got these hymn books, you know, and sing these great hymns of the faith. Well, the Jewish people, their hymns were the Psalms that we have. Psalm 1 all the way through Psalm 150. They actually, some of them Psalms, they would sing. Some of them are called Psalms of Ascent. As they would go up to Jerusalem for worship, there's some psalms in there. That I forget the exact psalm number. And by the way, another Bible lesson here. Often I hear psalm chapter number so-and-so, psalm chapter number 23, or whatever. The psalms aren't chapters. They're each individual psalms, okay? I'm not going to cuss it, but for our young preachers, when you get in the pulpit, well, just say the 23rd psalm. Or Psalm 101. Don't say Psalm chapter 101. And just a sideline for you young preachers, because they're each individual psalms. They're not chapters like we would have in Hebrews here, okay?
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.